A bienvenidos, la Revengeress podcast de cosas. I am one of your founders, Breshvik Penicillin, along with Dr. Tasty.
What now?
El Cocho.
Hola.
And the Southside Santa.
No, Dr. Tasty, he was introducing you. So you were supposed to actually say something like, hi guys, welcome to our podcast.
I never say that.
Oh, yeah, well, I guess none of us really do.
Welcome to our podcast. A podcast isn't a building, and it's not a party.
It is, though. We made a separate building just for podcasting, and we have parties here all the time.
Fine.
So as you can hear, Commodore Bob and Dirkirsch are still cleaning up that mess that they made in the lab last time. I think that's how it went down.
Yeah, it was their fault.
So they're not going to be around, but that's okay. We're the core team right here, so we'll jump into it. But here's something that never gets old. Traffic accidents.
I guess.
You'll like this one especially, Dr. Tasty, because recently on Interstate 220 in Louisiana, there was an 18-wheeler that completely turned over, spilling, smattering all across the road. Tens of thousands of corn dogs.
I don't like that.
The most massive corn dog spill in Interstate 220 in Louisiana history.
What a waste of corn dogs.
Well, they're throwing them away because they said they haven't been refrigerated. They're just sitting there waiting for someone to take them.
So they're not actually throwing them away because on the dirt and ground and it's all gross. Because corn dogs are goddamn gross and you shouldn't eat them.
No, you're wrong. Corn dogs are delicious, but...
Oh, sorry, I got that backwards. No, they should eat them because who cares? They're corn dogs. Shove them in your face.
Some people said they don't even like corn dogs.
What?
On this article. That's what I'm seeing. It could be a conspiracy. That's what another person in the comments this article says.
That's just because everyone always ends up in a comment section of something. Goes, conspiracy.
Well, maybe someone's trying to get rid of the corn dogs. And this was, like, they've been doing it really, like, little by little. They tip their hand when they tip this truck. And now people are onto them. They're like, wait a minute. This is a little too egregious. Is someone trying to get rid of all the corn dogs?
You know, it's just like all that other shit. Big pharma, big government, big corn dog.
Well, this is the anti-corn dog lobby. So we have to follow the money and figure out who is against corn dogs.
Vegans.
Damn it. You're right. You know how powerful the vegans are. I mean, not at lifting things, but...
Right. I have kind of spindly little arms.
PETA did it. This is eco-terrorism.
I mean, most hot dogs aren't even really made out of meat anyway.
It's true.
So
they're made out of, like, the foam rubber they use in, ironically, in big 18-wheeler semi-trucks. El Cocho, because of your recent turn as a country music star, do you think you could write a country song about this?
I probably could.
I think it would be...
There's nothing more American than a hot dog, and a corn dog is pretty much a hot dog.
And truckers.
Oh, yeah, truckers love that shit. Mm-hmm.
The corn dog is like
trucks and country
is like the Native American hot dog.
Yeah, because it's covered in maize. Think about it. America, corn dogs, truckers, and then to make it a country song... Tragedy. Tragedy strikes, tidal waves of corn dogs. I think you've got a hit on your hands.
And the corn dog truck ended up falling over onto the guy that's singing its dog.
But he's still holding the American flag.
Because those colors don't run.
As all Americans do. This is the biggest national tragedy there has been in a while.
I mean, I can't think of any other ones, but there are other tragedies that could be on the way. For example, you guys know that there's a super volcano under Yellowstone Park, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So it could go off at any moment. You may remember that, you know, we prevented this and many other such super catastrophes from happening when we stopped the Mayan apocalypse of 2012. So
I recall.
Yeah. However, now there's video of a herd of buffalo running for their lives. It says, alert! Yellowstone buffalo running for their lives. The super volcano is going to explode. It's going to erupt because these bison are running, and that's the only thing that could be making them running. Actually, I'm sorry. I'm watching the video. It's kind of more of a casual trot. Like maybe a little bit of a gallop. I don't think all their feet leave the ground at the same time. There's some lagging behind, just kind of chilling. But seriously, they're panicked, and lava could just any minute.
Have you guys ever eaten bison? That shit is goddamn delicious.
Can't say that I have.
No, it is really good.
Let me end up suggesting, you know, next time you're going to end up shoving something into your face if it's not a corn dog.
Maybe I'll cover a bison in corn.
Corn bison.
Deep fry it? Yeah.
Well, if this volcano does go off, then we'll have some deep fried bison. Oh, no, we won't, because they're running away.
Shit!
Damn it! Why are they just, like, running out? Like, I don't understand. There's no
put
fence?
Some telephone poles up their ass so it's easier to eat.
Like, barbed wire to keep them in? Isn't that the whole point of the Wild West?
To deep fried buffalo?
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, if I remember correctly, they weren't even really eating the buffalo. They were just kind of killing them for fun. And...
Well, they weren't, but we could come in after and just pick that up. That's a great idea. Hey, Santa.
Yeah.
We should use Commodore Bob's time machine and or our actual time travel powers that don't require a machine and
right.
go back and collect every buffalo that gets shot before it spoils because no one's going to notice it's missing and put it in our freezer.
That's a really good idea.
Boom. Infinite buffalo. It'll never run out.
Right, yeah. Because it killed a shit ton of them. Yeah. You know what? We need to end up actually having somebody go in and butch that shit. I mean, I'm all right with chopping up a piece of meat that's already been cut up, but you know, I don't want to bother yanking all those guts out and, like, you know.
You know, this is going to change the scene in Dances with Wolves where the Native Americans are all excited about going to hunt buffalo, and then they come across the plains full of dead buffalo that have been shot.
They'll just be empty. Poached. They'll be empty, and there'll be two guys wearing tinfoil throwing the last carcass through a portal, and then looking really, really surprised and awkward, and then backing into the portal slowly.
While yelling, "Fuck you, Native American!"
And then the one Native American just has a single tear roll down his face. Because we stole all the dead buffalo.
Because he's like, I was going to eat those.
Yeah, I didn't see Dances with Wolves because, you know, Costner. But yeah. Why were they upset? I mean, they didn't have to kill them. They were all already pre-killed for them.
Because Native Americans are bloodthirsty savages that only revel in the bloodshed of other people and animals. You know, Hollywood is right.
Wait a minute. Hollywood used to say that, but now Hollywood says that they're wise spiritual leaders with magical powers. So, which is it? They can't be both.
No, they actually can. They can be wise, spiritual, magical people with bloodthirst that never ends.
I guess it depends on which Hollywood we trust. We could ask a bunch of different movie producers.
Get them all in a room, get them really drunk.
As opposed to asking the people themselves.
Right.
And it's quicker to ask the experts.
We'll just defer to whatever their generalization of an entire group of people is. Speaking of, the stereotype of South Koreans loving to play video games, right?
Racist.
I know. There's a news item that actually does take this to an extreme.
South Korean police say they've arrested an online games addict who left his 2-year-old son to die at home while he played in internet cafes for days.
It's really sad, but I'm happy to report the news in South Korea was, like, aghast that this happened. So it might actually have the effect of telling people, hey, stop playing your fucking video games, because a 22-year-old father was so busy playing games in an internet cafe that his 2-year-old son died.
That happens, like, every other day there.
It doesn't! That's what I'm saying!
I don't believe that.
So did it say how the kid died?
Yeah, I'm assuming however babies die when you neglect them, right? Okay, here's footage of the guy putting this baby's body in a bag and trying to dump it somewhere. I just feel weird because this does give the video game playing community, not just in Korea, but everywhere, a bad name, because they always say, like, oh, you're gonna get addicted to video games. This guy makes everyone look bad. Video game players, Korea, fathers.
Well yeah, but you're gonna have examples of people being dickheads, because people are dickheads, not video games and Koreans are assholes. No, it's just people are assholes. So every once in a while, you're going to end up with a fucking video game player that's an asshole.
And to be fair, while everyone's making fun of this guy, Americans neglect their babies all the time for much less important things than video games.
They're too busy neglecting their kids because they're beating their other kids.
They don't, not at the same time, though.
Right.
With
yeah.
corn dogs.
Yeah, they beat one, they beat one set of kids. They have two families that are secret from each other. They neglect one family in order to beat the other one. That's how that happens in America.
With corn dogs.
Yeah. They don't have time for video games. They're so busy murdering children left and right.
The baby killing machine.
The police immediately discovered the little bag that he put the body in. And here's the really fucked up part. You might be thinking like, okay, well, this is a horrible father. Where was the mom? Where was the mother? Well, the mother was busy working 10 hours a day at the factory as the sole provider of income for this family. So
what factory?
Oh, I don't know. Probably more video games. I don't know what the factory makes.
We can only hope.
I think the biggest tragedy here is that the baby would have been fine if the guy had been good at video games, because you can get a job playing video games and winning at video games. And you get lots of money. Obviously, he sucked, and he was practicing in a futile attempt at being a professional video game player.
Not only that, if he had brought in the bacon, his wife wouldn't have to work in a factory. They could put their kid into a daycare, you know. And also, if he was really good at video games, even not professionally, but just somewhat better, then he wouldn't be taking all day and night to play one stupid video game. He could have beat it already. He would have beaten it because he was decent, and then he could feed his kid. That's obviously what's supposed to happen. You're supposed to focus on playing your video game, beat it, and then have time for your children. But he was just so sucky at video games that he didn't have time to do that.
He should have got himself a game genie.
In his defense, he never actually struck his child, right? He only neglected him into starvation, also made him sit there and watch while he played video games and neglected him, made him play the same video game on multiplayer, and then beat him, and then laughed and jumped up and down and said, "Suck it, two-year-old. Why are you mad? Why are you even mad? Like, I'm the best. You suck, two-year-old.
That's great.
Now that's dark.
That is dark, yeah. So anyways, people are awful, right? Generally, that's what we're getting at. People are fucking awful.
Well, I guess we could play We All Live in a Yellow Submarine to make that article not so dark.
There you go. We could do that. I should have ended with the corn dogs, right? I don't know. What's the worst tragedy? The corn dogs, a super volcano eradicating all the bison, or one guy neglecting and killing one kid?
Obviously, it's the corn dogs.
Obviously, it's the corn
dogs. That was the most, that's the biggest loss. One child versus, like, thousands
tens
of corn dogs.
Of thousands of corn dogs, yeah.
That could have fed tens of thousands of children.
There you go. See, that those corn dogs could have fed many children like him who were starving.
He was probably just waiting on the shipment.
That's what happened.
He was going to feed his kid a delicious corn dog.
Mm-hmm.
The shipment
and everything would have been all right.
Can.
Yep, it was supposed to arrive on a ferry that morning. It's like so many things went wrong to keep these kids from getting their corn dogs. You know how in movies when the hero overcomes all odds, and even when you're watching the movie, you're like, that doesn't make any sense. That crash should have killed him. Oh my god. How did he survive that fall? He's got like three bullet holes in him, but he still managed to win. In real life, your truck overturns, the ferry sinks, and the child dies. That's what happens in the real world. And the Revengerists will not save you.
Because you're fucked.
Because I don't feel like going out.
It's raining.
You know, I want to do something, but I don't know what I want to do. Like, I'm kind of...
Like, do you want to do Chinese? Little Thai?
Like, where do we want to save today?
Kind of like when you have a bunch of video games and you kind of stand there like, what do I want to play? And then you end up not playing anything because you can't make a decision.
It's like, I was going to go save you and save these children from starving. But, I don't know. I'd have to put on a shirt and pants, brush my teeth. I was just gonna hang out here, eat some frozen corn dogs.
And
I am
kick-ass bison
frozen.
Right now, our entire freezer section is chock full of dead buffalo. So I'm gonna go eat one. Do you guys want some steaks? Because I'm getting a little hungry.
Oh, by the way, I don't know how many minutes we've been going on, but apparently 15 children die of starvation every minute. So every minute that we talk about buffalo steaks and corn dogs, we're responsible for the death. Just us.
I don't understand how that's even possible, because the world would just run out of children.
We keep making more.
How many children are made per minute?
Well, every 4 seconds, one person dies. And I could look that up. How many babies are made? What?
You have a very fun graphic chart there.
Google's telling me about Beanie Babies. I don't care about that.
Here we can go. Replace real babies with Beanie Babies.
Here we go. Ask.com how babies are made. Oh, God! Oh, the pictures. They're awful.
That's not a bird.
I didn't know any of this. I'm going to look at the Beanie Babies now. No. There are over 300,000 individual designs of the Beanie Baby. And
so,
that doesn't answer
you
my
guys,
question.
Want these anyway, steaks? Because so. I'm putting them on. You guys just each want one, or you want to put on a couple more?
Give me
put on a whole buffalo for me.
I'll take a head.
One head, one whole.
Medium rare. Medium rare.
Medium rare whole. You want a whole one?
Yeah, sure. I'll just put in a doggy bag for later.
Okay.
Well, people are awful.
Yeah.
And, you know, with all this talk of food, I'm kind of glad. I don't really get hungry, but I get to a point where I just want to consume food. So this buffalo idea was a great idea. It's better than that pizza that I never got.
You ordered pizza and it never came?
I ordered pizza while I was on the moon, and I never got it.
Oh, dude, that was like months ago.
Yeah.
Do you think it's on the moon now, like, waiting for you? Or I guess they would have just taken it back.
They would have called me.
Huh.
But yeah, it was from Papa John's.
Figures.
And, you know, I've been noticing a severe decline in quality over, like, the past couple of years.
I noticed that, too. Like, whenever you call them, they have trouble concentrating on what you're saying.
And, like, even the pizzas themselves are poorly made, and they also want to charge me way more than other chains. And, you know, like, I noticed that my regular driver isn't here anymore. And
yeah, what happened to him?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Remember the time we got the pizza and it tasted like someone had sneezed all over it?
Yeah, sneezes don't taste good.
It's like, but if you're going to be sneezing, then don't go to work that day.
Yeah. Ultimately, I looked into this, and Dr. Tasty's jerk who needs to be punched in the face of the week is Papa John.
Individually or the company?
The
or
dude.
The guy. I forget his name, but it's like... just
is it Larry?
Larry Papa John.
They call him Big Papa, so Papa John's fine.
More like Papa Dickhead.
Yeah, there you go.
So I learned that all of this lack of quality in their product,
mm-hmm.
is a result of, remember years back when he was like, I'm not gonna give my workers full time if I have to give them health insurance.
Oh yeah, you know, because save money, because he's hurting, he doesn't have that much money, right?
Yeah, but what he failed to account is that now the workers that used to have full-time jobs, none of them have health insurance. So now they're either, they lose their jobs because they can't make it in when they get sick, or they just come into work sick and they get their sneezes and their human junk all over the food. It takes them forever to get there because they get in their car while sick and on like whatever cheap medicine they can afford that usually does more harm than good. And then you've got these crappy pizzas that are cold and sneezy.
I'm confused because he said that if the Affordable Care Act is implemented, that he'll have to do one of two things. He'll either have to increase the price of his pizzas and pass the expense on to consumers, or he'll have to reduce them all to part-time so as not to get them the benefits that they need to be healthy to make our pizzas. But in actuality, he did both? I'm confused. Like,
well, what he probably ended up doing was he's like, well, you know what? I really don't want to end up losing my customer base.
Yeah.
But I'm going to if I do either of these two things. Yeah, fuck it. I'll do both.
He's doubling his money then, right? I mean, at that point.
Yeah.
Because he's not giving them healthcare, so he didn't have to pay for that. And he also increased the price of pizzas, so he's getting that extra money and not using it to pay for healthcare.
So now we've got overpriced pizza that
is covered in snot.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
And is late.
To illustrate what's going on, because I don't know if El Cocho has ordered from here since he eats, you know, healthy food while he's training.
Enlighten me.
You,
yes.
You act like you're calling up Papa John's, and I'll be the guy on the other end, okay?
All right, let's give this a try.
Hi.
Hi there.
Papa John's, how are you?
Good. I'd like to place an order for delivery.
Delivery, okay. So when are you going to pick it up? I'm sorry, no, you said delivery. No, I'm just a little out of it. What'd you want on it?
I see on your menu here you have a taco pie. I'd like to get a large one of those.
Taco pie? Well, we do, but, would you want... Sorry. You wanted
a large taco pie.
Okay, so a dozen wings and
no, a large taco pie.
Okay, so
taco.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I don't want to get in trouble, but can you just repeat that one more time for me?
I would like a large,
so a small
taco
deep dish
pie delivered
to pick up. Right? Was that
no? That is incorrect. I would like a large taco pie.
Oh, hey, man, bring it down. I'm sorry, you're really loud. I'm having some issue right now keeping track of what's going on. I'm feeling kind of lightheaded.
Is there someone else I can speak to?
Well, the other guys are all already passed out. I'm kind of...
Passed out?
Well, I'm here. I'm here to help you. So did you need delivery or pickup? Yeah,
delivery.
It's just
delivery.
I'm sorry, delivery. Yeah, it's not your fault. It's just the blood loss. So
blood loss.
Yeah. Well, we had a little incident here, and now everybody's kind of, well, some of them might be dead.
Might be dead-ish.
I can't tell. I'm barely here myself. You know, Monday mornings, right?
Are you new or something?
No, I'm actually the manager.
Sweet baby Jesus. Okay. First of all, there are dead people in your kitchen.
No, right? No. They're breathing, I think. I mean, I'm not sure. What color is his lip supposed to be again?
Like a pinkish red?
Oh, no, that's way wrong. I mean, there's lots of red everywhere. I think it's tomato sauce.
Is it on the floor? Are they on the floor?
I mean, it's all on the floor. We had an accident, but...
Okay, that's... Whoa, not... cool.
Well, I called Papa. I called Big Papa, and he said that we should just take care of it ourselves. So that's what we did. And this is where we are. If only we had some sort of benefit system.
And then you know what happens, El Cocho?
I don't get my taco pie.
You get a giant scab in a box. That's what you get.
Yeah.
And that's happened so many times when Santa and Dr. Tasty and I have ordered from Papa John's that after like 8 or 9 times, we stopped ordering from there.
Yeah, I don't order Papa John's anymore. Where do we order from? One of the local places?
I think we just get Gus to bring us something up from downstairs.
There's so many local chains. I mean, I don't even understand why you would go with the large national chains anymore. Their product sucks. Like, have you eaten a Domino's pizza lately?
Oh, God.
Pizza Hut? All that stuff sucks. What? You go to your local, like, big, best, awesome pizza, and you get... I mean, it's more expensive, but you get like, a large, big, giant, extra large pizza with, like... rare duck and spinach and cheese and radioactive yellow cake.
That's delicious.
You could get whatever you want on these pizzas, and they're the best.
I don't know what's going on with these big chain corporations, though. It's like they're unapologetically awful, like this Papa John guy. Because when we ordered from Domino's, they said, oh, well, 3 males are ordering a pizza, so they must be gay. And they wrote on our box, we hate you, you're gay. And then when we opened the box, it was just a dildo. And then when we ordered from Pizza Hut, man, that was like the most racist pizza I've ever eaten. I mean, I did eat it, but you could tell.
And the hate.
Ultimately, the thing I hate the most about Papa John is in those commercials, he's like, I'll give you the best pizza for a great price and blah, 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 blah.
All
these things, and he makes all these promises, and then...
Usually standing in front of tomatoes.
You ever gone to a Papa John's? They don't have tomatoes standing around, and I have never seen Papa John's making a pizza.
I hear that he's also a NASCAR driver.
What?
He does it all, man. Except focus on his quality of his business and making sure his employees have decent, respectable conditions.
Because, I mean, when I first saw how everything works, on this planet. I thought it made sense that, you know, if you wanted your system of government and economy to work, you need your people to be healthy and productive.
Right.
Instead of sick and not productive. But apparently not.
The steak that I made myself is delicious. It really is fucking tender and pink and wonderful in the middle. Mm-hmm. Now, you guys wanted a head, and then both you other guys wanted a whole. You're going to have to wait like a good 12 hours at Brushback, and you guys are waiting a good day and a half. Well,
can't you just throw it in a vat of oil?
Well, I mean, if you wanted it fast. Oilified.
We want it fast. That's what we want. You
Or it could have used time travel to end up doing it.
Hey, but there you go.
Fuck that. I already started these ones, so we're going to enjoy them real good, like, tomorrow.
Right.
But if you want yours now, you can go back in time and grab them. Now I'm eating my steak.
We're going to...
Yeah, I guess I'll just...
we'll just time travel and get them.
Just jump in the time stream, go back, throw it in a big vat of cooking oil. And
in the meantime, I guess we'll...
fucking delicious.
While they're waiting, because, you know, it takes time to time travel and come back, I guess we'll play for them the thrilling final ending terminal conclusion
of the Crisis on Infinite Earths.
That really bad thing that happened.
And apropos of nothing. Chapter 6, some plan implemented. It's all come down to the exciting finale. The delicate flapping of a butterfly's wings in China results in a chain of unbelievable events accumulating in the heat death of this series you now have come to know, expect, and tolerate. Crisis on Infinite Earth! Last week, we saw that the Revengers' dumb plan was implemented, but critically failed due to no fault of their own. They are now at the mercy of Zorzord.
You, Revengerists, have been judged and found wanting. Your ill-conceived plotty plan has utterly failed! For nothing can alter the inevitable course of this doomed universe as it hurtles toward destruction. Your fate is sealed like so many infuriating blister packs!
Can opener. Bobs them right open.
Talking didn't work. Punching didn't work. Those are literally the only two options.
Well, what are you gonna do? Now we're doomed is all.
No, this time it's different. Not only will all living matter and sentience be eradicated from all memory, but we weren't able to save all the fast food.
No.
No more lasagna depot. No more shawafel falafel. The shawarma falafel. No more singing Vikings house of spam. No more Chow Guevara's Hasperat hut. No more day olds. I like their soups. No more Chopstick Eddie's Japanese smorgasbord. We're sticko matzo. It's matzo on a stick. I couldn't save them. No more Joe's Gasonites. No more Flavor Grill. No more Arthur Treachers.
This is all Whipple's fault.
Who?
That old queen that gave us bad information and caused our plan to fail.
That's what I remember happening.
Well, any backup plans or last-ditch efforts?
I got nothing. If he keeps waxing hyperbolic like this, he'll never actually get around to destroying the universe.
Hey, guys. I just did a lap around the moon. Weren't you dead this morning?
Robots.
Ah. What's the deal with Don Juan up there? His head seems to be swelling more than usual.
Casanova's gone, Supernova.
He's, got the power of madness. He's probably going to keep growing and glowing like that until he destroys the entire omniverse, probably, or something.
What? Why?
Because he broke his damn heart, baby! Have you ever tried listening to him? He's going to annihilate the universe because he thinks you love a fucking goddamn sandwich more than him. Mmm. That sandwich.
Wait, I'm the Doombringer? Sweet!
To be fair, it's not just her. Hasn't he done this, like, dozens of other times?
Wait a minute. I think I have an idea. I mean, what's the harm? Might as well try it. Hey, Zorzors.
Yes!
Look.
Hey!
Mr. Whipple told us that you come from a hard life. And while it doesn't excuse what you're doing, we do understand a little bit more about how badly you were treated back on Adverton 6. Yeah, we know about Adverton 6.
Which is so different from Adverton 7!
And look, I mean, I know that you've got a lot of love in your heart, and whatever your alien species has, and everything that you've loved has turned to blown up. And that's not fair. But you know what, Zorzi? It isn't love that you're after. It's that acceptance that you never found growing up as a young Advert Titan. And all those societies you've destroyed, they haven't been enough to fill that void. And all the power you've accumulated, it'll never be enough. It doesn't feel like enough, does it? Because
there's a hole inside me.
It's a self-inflicted, crippling sense of inadequacy, and it's going to continue to grow beyond the bounds of any source of power or effectiveness rocks or eternity mitten or any love, because you have to love yourself first.
You're right. The answer was never becoming all-powerful. The answer is becoming more powerful than all powerful!
What now?
Yes! Thank you for showing me the way!
Hey, the mitten! She's a star in the glow!
Am I not Zorzors? Am I not the darkness? Am I not death? Is quality not my recipe? I must do what tastes right! Even if it destroys all life in the universe.
I don't want to be here anyway.
My god! He's becoming Universe Man.
Universe Man?
The entire universe, man.
At least he's usually kind of smaller, man.
Universe Man. Huh.
Now, that's better!
Something's wrong!
More wrong than destroying the entire universe?
Wait, what? What? What is happening? This does not feel good to Zorzors! It did it first, but then the bottom dropped out!
What is happening?
Yeah, shouldn't he be fucking shit up even more now? Now that he's, like, a universal remote or whatever he is?
Well, he is now indistinguishable from the cosmic functions of our entire plane.
Right. But of the universe, uni, that's just one of an infinite number of the omniverse.
I should have googled what happens when you do this! Why do I always forget to do my research?
Oh, I see. He's being deluded.
You mean he's being defeated by us?
Sure. We never really do anything with that.
My rage will be deluded only by the crimson blood of those who stood before me!
Right in my iPhone, the physical algorithms governing the laws of the omniverse are collecting themselves, folding around and overwhelming his tiny consciousness.
It has nothing to do with the size of my consciousness! My consciousness is fine!
You're done, son!
Tracy! This is not over between us!
I'm not that into you either.
No!
He's part of the cosmic force now.
Cosmic force is the technical term?
All that's left is a smoldering mitten.
Oh, that's hot!
Don't touch that!
And ironically, there's nothing to pick the mitten up with. You know what? I've got a product right here. Yeah, yeah. I've never tried it before. From the fine people of DuPont, it's made of Kevlar and Nomex. It's called the Of Glove. It's great. It's great. It really is. I've never got it a shot, but really it protects yourself from high heat. Up to 450. No. You know what? Call now. And now that's 540 degrees protection. We added you on an extra 90. Yeah, it's machine washable. It's great. Call now, give it a shot, because I never have.
Anyways, I'm sure penis. It's fine, whatever. We should take it with us. I mean, we're the ones who got to keep things like this safe from those who would abuse their silly powers.
Ah, yeah. Now I can conjure up sweet cars and also look up obscure porn.
Sure, but who just puts their hands in a mitten without asking?
Ooh! And it still has the Jolly Rancher on it.
Oh, which reminds me...
Yeah, where's the other? That Force Rock.
Here you go, El Cocho. I think you should have this.
Me? Why me?
Sant and I talked about it during the instantaneous time travel ride back here, and, well...
We want you to have it.
Guys, I don't know what to say.
Well... You love it so much you wouldn't shut the fuck up about it earlier, and...
And doesn't matter anyway. Without fast food, thing doesn't really work.
By the power of the borscht, of tasty burgers, of all things fried and confectionery, by the filling of snacks foretold, and even side salads, I restore the universe to its rightful order.
Order!
And with the mighty sweep of beefy arms and a perfectly syncopated coordination of arcane martial arts of unknown origin, the lifeless warp block flickers to life. Within moments, the universe is filled once again with dirty frying smell of McDonald's, of O'Charlie's, and the International House of Awful, and Gastromart, and all the fruit roll-ups coincidentally gone. And with their return comes a sickly sweet balm of relief all physical venison crave. Thus began the period known as the Galactic Stupid.
Hey, look! There's conjured up a cup of pretzel dogs.
Cup of beans.
Aw, no fair. I want some.
Son of a bitch! Hey, Okocho, let me see that again for a second.
No way! You've got the whole mitten. Let me have this one thing.
Nobody has the whole infinity eternity bit. It's too dangerous.
Yeah, it's too much for any one mortal, as we've just witnessed. So we'll just toss it into the relic room with all the other artifacts. It's green power too dangerous to be in the hands of any one mortal.
We'll get our top men on it. Top men. Men on top.
Sounds good to me. This whole ordeal should probably best be forgotten anyways.
Except for the fact that we totally saved every living being's asses yet again.
Yep.
By ourselves. With no help.
Well, besides Mr. Whipple, of course.
Actually, it turns out that Mr. Whipple never existed.
What? But who then?
You mean that the Mr. Whipple that appeared to us earlier didn't exist?
I mean, at all. Ever. He was just a mass delusion the entire time.
Ever?
Never.
Not even?
No.
Then how do we even know who he is?
I told you, mass delusion, like Fatima, or the female orgasm.
That makes a lot of sense.
Let's just get out of this creepy solar system and back to the compound.
And you know, I'll share my hypnotic snacks with you guys.
Fuck off!
Share.
Stanley here, true believers, the idol of millions. And have you ever looked up at the mysterious night sky and wondered if there were still idiots in outer space? Well, the Revengerist have answered that question, and the call to fate as they face their greatest foe, the Dread Deuce Zorzorz, and his ultimate weapon, the Eternity Mitten. Well, we've had a lot of laughs and excitement, but the Revengerist and the entire cosmos survived to battle again another day. No thanks to you. Still further adventures await you, in eventual ever-loving issues of the Revengerist, similar to the likes of which you just hoyed. The mighty, the incredible, the amazing Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Wow. I can't believe that worked.
It worked really well.
I mean, we obviously had that planned from the beginning.
Yeah.
I tried to very as hard as I could.
I think we're pretty much the best, and I should say I can believe that worked because we're amazing.
Yeah. It happened like a month ago.
That's true. It was a while. So I want to thank everybody who helped us defeat Zorzorz, which was, oh wait, nobody. We did it on our own.
Yeah, fuck you, everyone else.
Especially Mr. Whipple.
Dick.
El douche.
They could go on the Revengerist Wikia. Check it out. Check out all of our mini battles throughout our long and storied comic book history.
I would like to end up highlighting the origins and character is listed on there, both Commodore Bob and also DeKirsch.
Oh yeah,
both dickheads.
But really interesting backstories. So
go ahead and give it a look-see.
Man, they're gonna be mad that they missed the episode this week when we talked about political
dead children,
political pizza parties,
and dead children,
corn dogs.
Well, what do you think corn dogs are made out of? Again, dead children.
Oh, God!
It's the circle of life, really.
What is great about the DeKirsch page on the wiki is that it is linked to a ton of other pages, so it's a nice portal to, like, start you off, and then you will fall down that portal for all eternity. Reading about the Revengerist history and the Dark Dimension and occult powers and the comic book purge and Loonschmeets.
Harbjar is also a similar page with lots of information and links. Just try not to be confused.
He's a really easy character to understand. I don't know why anyone would be confused.
So if you want to understand it, read the fucking page, jerk!
Well, that's all for this week. Santa, do you have a product?
Of course I have a product. It's a wonderful product. I use it all the time. Wait, no, I don't. I don't use it all the time. because I, in fact, have never bought an entire 55-gallon drum of WD-40 sitting in, bathing, and jerking off in. But I think that it'd be a wonderful thing. You can get it on Google Shopping or on Amazon. It runs you about $1,000. You can get a full 55-gallon drum of WD-40 to do all sorts of weird sex acts with. It helps you with avoiding rusting. I know that's always an issue.
Gives you more torque.
Yeah, it's great. Every time I feel like jumping in a vat of WD-40 and jerking off or whatever, I go with this stuff, and it'll make your day, your life, so much better. Just do it. Do it.
Thank you so much. I'm not going to do it. But some of you out there might. You recommend this product because?
Because I've never tried it.
So it's got to be good.
Yep.
All right. Thank you all for joining this week. And what do we always tell them?
If we can't save you,
you're fucked. Get off my lawn.
That's great.
It's ambiguous as to whether or not we can save you. You may or may not be fucked.
If you have a question...
Time will tell.
About whether we can save you. Don't ask us, because you know as much as we do at this point.
There's no discussion. Get fucked!
Taco pie.
Hello? Guys? Hello? Great. That's just great. I guess I'll find my own way off this goddamn moon.
We want to get out before we die.
Hello?
And curse. Then...
Jello pudding.
Oh.
Jello.
Hey, look, Jello.
Jello pudding.
Whoa, this is like Jello. Drink.